love. The phenomenon of hail in August is a definitive sign of social awkwardness being worked through in the sky. Two antimatter pilots duking it out, friendly but still serious. He walked to my room with dirt along his thighs, filth adorned, gowned in lawn. A boy retreats on a beach without corners, searches for shelter under downturning fog. In other words, from out of the cream of sleep, I gestured headlong at the alternating shuffle, retreat, shuffle circuit that was to be another word for our nearness. Anterior to the fellow feeling that stalked the canopy between us was a meager beam of light, which suggested empathy tuned to a modal scale occurring there. The static of crumpled sheets, fallen posters, popping knees indicated the aftermath of a hurricane not yet sorted through, the categories scattered though still immiscible, like mornings waking up to farm-to-table breakfast time. Here the ambition of determinate space jostles against separation, because the hardness of a ditch leans on the smell of a body in such a way as to not be able to be supported. It is well known that stupidity sets down a microcosm of thought that then zips up narcoleptic, if losing consciousness could protect you enough. I revel in passivity as though it were a virtue, like propping a mirror up so it reflects a door slightly left ajar, and the dust that has been accumulating on my writing desk to boot. Emotion appears on your face in the form of a teardrop tattoo with all its attendant messes of meaning. The only motion was contiguity, which settled there as mica in whorls, which requested by the silence of its being not to be disturbed.